Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Tuesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I am your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, Studio E, the great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the internet and the satellite. Now, a special shout-out goes out, as always, to our active-duty military, our veterans, our EMS and our firefighters, our police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, our security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those keeping us free and safe. So to everybody that's out there working on the Third Watch tonight, thanks for keeping America rolling along, especially our over-the-road 18-wheel drivers, the men and the women going coast-to-coast, border-to-border, as well as our FedEx and UPS and our bulk mail haulers out there getting the job done. Also to our suicide jockeys hauling the gas and the diesel and the jet fuel wherever it needs to go. And our Amazon warehouse folks and our Amazon drivers, too. Had a group chime in from Atlanta coming this way. Have a safe trip, guys and gals. And follow us on Facebook, folks, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. While you're over there, you can also link up to us on MeWe or on Gab or on Parler. We're also on Getter. We're also on Truth Social. And we're on Twitter as Captains America. And, of course, our website is simply thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That would be thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. All right. Well, joining us from the West Coast, out there where I think it finally quit snowing where Kyle's at, I think, anyway, we've got the professor of politics, Kyle Warren.
All right, yes, thank you, Captain, and good morning to everybody out there.
So, has it stopped snowing?
Well, it stopped raining, at least where I am, and looks like...
Well, we don't care about rain, that's not a problem. It was snow, you had, what?
Up in the mountains, yeah, I think it stopped for a while, that's right.
Yeah, and let me see here, let me look over here real quick. I'm looking to see what the weather, I got the weather thing here. I'm going to pull it up real quick here. Okay, well, nope, you're still, now you got it north of you. There's rain where you're, yeah, you're right, there's rain where you're at, but to the north of you, in the mountains going up towards Nevada, it is snow.
That's right, oh, yes, but the storms that were coming through looks like they were going to head more to Northern California, missing Southern California mostly.
Yeah, they went to Montana, North and South Dakota, and moving across the country up there. All right, are you ready to say the pledge?
I sure am.
Here we go. I pledge allegiance.
To the flag.
Of the United States of America.
Of the United States of America.
And to the republic for which it stands.
And to the republic for which it stands.
One nation under God.
One nation under God.
Indivisible with liberty and justice for all.
Indivisible with liberty and justice for all.
And, of course, we emphasize those two words, under God, since our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, we got to start with, there's a couple of big stories that are out there, but the one that I think is the biggest right now is everybody that watched Tucker Carlson last night got an opportunity to see the footage that was released. And it wasn't the same old of January 6th that we saw where they were tearing things up and knocking things down and smoke bombs and tear gas and all that stuff. These were hundreds of people at a time walking in an orderly fashion being led by police like they were on a tour of the Capitol.
That's right, Captain. We even see some of the people that came in. They would, pose for selfies. They seem to be sort of looking around the Capitol, and not certainly by their actions, weren't intending to hurt anything or deface anything. They seemed to be kind of reverently looking through the Capitol. That was the majority. Of course, you had a lot of some very bad people who wanted to do other things, but the vast majority seemed like they were not there to do damage.
And even the guy they called, what was it, shaman? The guy with the antlers?
QAnon shaman. Yeah, the QAnon shaman.
Yeah, well, even he was led in by the police, and they stayed right with him, and they made sure that he got a chance to go into the chamber and walk down below and see whatever, and they allowed him to walk up there where Nancy Pelosi sits. They allowed him to sit up there, and then he very, just as politely as he did when he went in, he turned around and walked back out. And they were with him all the way.
Yes, exactly. In fact, Tucker Carlson himself, who I thought gave some very, very good background and descriptions of how they got the footage and how they analyzed it and so forth, he said about the shaman, he said if he was committing such a grave crime, he goes on to say, quote, why didn't the officers who were standing right next to him place him under arrest, unquote.
Sure.
So these are all really good questions. And Tucker also lauded the Capitol Police for their cooperation and giving access to these to this video and so forth. But it does beg those questions: if something else was going on, why weren't they being stopped by the police who were right next to them? And what it does, Captain, is it turns on its head, on its ear rather, the narrative that we've been given about January the 6th. In other words, the American people didn't have the whole story. That's
We were given the lies given to us by the January 6th, wound up being the January 6th committee, Nancy Pelosi, and some of her cronies. This was all prearranged, all set up to be the way it was, and it didn't quite work the way they thought it was going to go because we now know what we've seen with our own eyes, and they lied. They plain and simple lied. And if they don't release these people who are sitting in these jails in Washington, D.C. right now, there's really something wrong with this country, period, and it needs to be dealt with, like, right now. The Supreme Court needs to get involved in this and let these people out of jail.
Yes, and the exculpatory evidence is there, yeah.
Hold that thought, folks. Okay, Kyle Warren and I will be right back with more here. Coming right back after this short break.
This is Kyle Warren. Stay tuned. There's more of the Captain's America Third Watch coming up right after this short break. And if you'd like to join the conversation, call us now at 1-877-969-8600.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now, and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
It's Tuesday, and that means it's time for Lunch with the Captain at Mission Barbecue in Tampa. Join Captain Matt Bruce from 11:30 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. for great conversation, great people, and, of course, great food. That's Mission Barbecue on Westwaters Avenue, east of the Veterans Expressway in Tampa. Come on out and see the Captain. We'll see you there.
Oh, boy. I've done it again. I made myself hungry. Gee whiz. Just, you know, I like Mission Barbecue. I love going there on Tuesday and meeting all the different people that we get to meet. And we always have some new folks that show up that we haven't seen before. And we appreciate that. And you're welcome to come, too. But I just start thinking about the how good the food is and, oh, my goodness. But anyway, I'll see you there today, Mission Barbecue, West Waters, just north of the airport. If you're coming up the Veterans Expressway, you get off at Waters Avenue, go to the third light. And they're right there in the right. Look for Bam Bam out front. That's the big old truck with the big smoker on it. And it's the big old American flag up in the air, too. All right. Now, this portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Relief Factor. As you know, I've been taking Relief Factor religiously for almost 10 years now. It's well over 9. And I take it because it works. And the reason it works is because if you have any type of pain with your back or your neck or your leg or your elbow or your foot or whatever, your hip, this will definitely, certainly help you out with the pain. It may get rid of it altogether, but it certainly will make you feel better. And it's not got any drugs in it. So for $19.95 and a 3-week quick start, you can get yourself started just like I did back about 10 years ago now. And all you got to do is go to the website, relieffactor.com/captain. That's relieffactor.com/captain. One more time, relieffactor.com/captain. And for $19.95, you get on the 3-week quick start and give it a try, see what happens. And I'm pretty sure it'll work for you. And you'll be thanking me for it later. But it's 100% drug-free, very easy to get. There's other health items over there, too, at relieffactor.com/captain. So give it a try, because my buddy Kyle Warren has one thing to say. What is that, Kyle?
All you have to lose is pain.
That's right. ReliefFactor.com/Captain1995 in a 3-week quick start. Okay, Kyle, on March the 3rd, four Americans crossed into Matamoros in Mexico in a white minivan with North Carolina plates. Now, shortly after crossing into Mexico, the individuals were met by gunfire from identified shooters. And according to the FBI, and there's a video to support this, the four Americans were then herded into another car, thrown in the back of a pickup truck because some of them had been shot, and fled the area with them in it. Now, it's fair to assume they were kidnapped. For what reason, we don't know, right?
Not at this time, you're right.
And the United States Ambassador to Mexico, Ken Salazar, has said that the incident has left a Mexican citizen dead. And on Monday, Mexican President Andres Manuel Lopez Obrador held a press conference affirming that the Americans did not cross the border for any criminal purpose but to buy medicine. He said, and I quote, they are people from the United States who crossed the border to buy medicine, and there was a confrontation between groups. The matter is being looked into. I think it will be resolved. Well, at what expense? And is somebody going to have to die because they shot these people?
Yes, that's exactly right, Captain. We don't know all the status right now, but the FBI is now offering a $50,000 reward for the return of the four Americans that were believed to have been kidnapped in this incident. They're, of course, looking for their safe return and for the arrest of those involved in the assault and what, again, appears to be a kidnapping attack. And, of course, the United States State Department does have a do-not-travel warning for the Tamaulipas state in Mexico.
They broadened that up, yeah. Kyle, because they've said be very careful if you go into Mexico, but stay out of that area.
That's right, yes, for this particular area, because of crime and kidnapping. And many people do travel to the different tourist destinations, of course, but in this particular case, they seem to have crossed the border, and they were taken over by these criminals. It's a very, very sad and stark reality, unfortunately.
And there's no guarantee, even where the cruise ships go. You know, they kind of like the cartels kind of like to stay out of there as much as possible, but every now and then something crazy will go on there, as you well know.
Well, that's exactly right. And if you were to be traveling there, stay with in the tourist area. Don't go off by yourself at all.
I got a better idea. Just don't go to Mexico.
Well, that's I think something that people do come up with.
I wouldn't go there.
Exactly right. Yes,
I wouldn't go there.
Well, because it is very, very dangerous, and obviously they want the revenue. But at the same time, though, you can get yourself in some real trouble. So, again, be cautious and listen to what the State Department's saying.
Right. Now, police have named 23 domestic terrorists their suspects in the fiery, chaotic Cop City attack. Two of them are attorneys for the Southern Poverty Leadership Conference.
Yes, exactly right. And that is obviously a very, very concerning, no doubt.
Well, they're also all Antifa, including those attorneys.
Well, again, yeah, sometimes it you hear the word attorney and you think, well, that's a certain sort of an individual, because number one, they'd be an officer of the court if they're an attorney, and they have to live up to certain standards. But if you're at Antifa, that's a whole different ballgame.
Yes, it is. Now, today in Florida is a very important day. It's the opening, of course, of the state legislature. Our governor will be giving his State of the State message today. All eyes, I guarantee you, in the political world will be on Ron DeSantis to see what he has to say. He has made it very clear that he has no ambition of looking outside the state of Florida for any reason whatsoever while he's engaged in the state's business. And that's about 6 months worth of business right there. So he kind of left the door open, from what I could hear in an interview he did last night, that he would take a look at everything that was there when he got done with the state's business. But until then, he wasn't even going to look.
Well, and that's also, I think the way you could look at it is that's also a way of showing that he's committed to the goal once he says he's going to do it. In other words, he's not sort of dropping things or trying to do both things at the same time. I'm going to run for president and
well, he
the,
can't.
The stuff I'm, well, that's right, exactly. But it also ultimately shows that if and when he does run for president, he'd be committed to doing it.
And when I said he can't, you know why, don't you?
Because you can't run for a different office, I believe.
You cannot run. You cannot run for a higher office other than governor when you are the governor. So therefore, he would have to take a leave of absence and step away from the governorship, turn it over to the lieutenant governor until he either won the next level up, which would be president, or lost it.
Well, and that may be in the offing as well, because certainly that would go into the strategy of the whole thing. And again, if he were to turn his attention because he felt the country was calling him or the party was calling him, that's also very powerful. I'm answering the call at a crucial time when the country is at such a crossroads. It's a very powerful political statement at that point.
Well, I heard him say that he's got all kinds of people in the party that are trying to encourage him to run, and they want to support him and this, that, and the other. And I believe that. I do believe that.
Yes, and it still was still early on, of course. But when you're that popular and you have that much of a success story, it behooves you to at least consider it or to see what the options might be, because it may never come around again. The presidential election cycle can be very, very tricky, and if you miss it, you might have missed it for good, and that's what I think politicians always want to look and see. That's why they make those exploratory committees, or they're looking at polling, or they hire consultants, because they want to see, is this my time?
Well, I'll be honest with you. I don't care. I don't think it has anything to do with time. Ron DeSantis can do whatever he wants to do because he's got 4 years to finish as governor, to finish his second term. At that time, there will be a Senate seat up for re-election. Now, the senator running in that seat may or may not want to run. He may want to run for president. And if he wants to run for president, then suddenly Ron DeSantis would step in and run for his seat. He could still be governor. The senator could still be senator until at which time. And by the way, federal office, you don't have any problem like what I just told you about earlier. So anyway, hold that thought. Folks, we'll be right back with more second half. Let's see, bottom of the hour. So our second break for the first hour is coming up. I'll be right back. Don't go nowhere. I shall return. It's Tuesday.
Hi, folks. It's Tuesday, and that means it's time for Lunch with the Captain at Mission Barbecue in Tampa. Join Captain Matt Bruce from 11:30 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. for great conversation, great people, and, of course, great food. That's Mission Barbecue on West Waters Avenue.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA News Update. 4 Americans have been kidnapped in Mexico. They drove into Matamoros in the northeastern part of that country and were immediately fired upon. They were then put into another vehicle and driven away.
These sorts of attacks are unacceptable. Our thoughts are with the families of these individuals, and we stand ready to provide all appropriate consular assistance.
White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre said the Departments of State and Homeland Security are coordinating with Mexican authorities. Former Vice President Mike Pence is asking a judge to block a federal grand jury subpoena for his testimony about the January 6th attack on the U.S. Capitol in 2021. CNN reports his legal team filed that motion late last week. A man on a flight from Los Angeles to Boston has been charged after he tried to open the emergency exit door, then tried to stab a flight attendant with a broken spoon. The 33-year-old man was tackled by other passengers. No one on the flight was hurt. John Schaefer, USA News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
The Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. Between 2 and 6 a.m. Eastern Time, it's source material for the early shows.
Yep, it sure is. I won't mention any names, Hugh Hewitt, Mike Gallagher. I won't mention any names. But anyway, this portion of the program brought to you by our friend Mike Lindell and MyPillow.com. Let me tell you something, folks. If you haven't been paying attention, I honestly think that Mike Lindell is selling everything in the building on special because he's got his radio listener specials page at MyPillow.com, the website. You go in that page using the promo code CAPTAIN, and you will be amazed and shocked at what you're going to see in terms of prices and rollbacks and discounts and all that. Buy one, get one. Yep, still alive and well in the radio listener specials page. The 50% off, 60, 70, 80, and even 90% on some items that are being discontinued. The MyPillow, the towels, the sheets, the slippers, the pajamas, the bathrobes, and more. Mattresses, mattress covers, beds, complete beds. And by the way, Wally's got a brand new bed. It didn't quite do what it was supposed to begin with, and they turned around at MyPillow, and I've never heard of anybody doing this, but I'm going to bring Kyle in here for a minute. I've never heard of anybody doing this, Kyle. But they gave Wally a brand new bed, no questions asked.
Well, that's really the mark of great customer service.
Yep.
And certainly we're really happy that Wally got his issue resolved, and I'm sure he's sleeping pretty comfortably. But that's because of the great people at MyPillow. They want to make sure that it's just right.
Sure. Now, MyPillow, their website, of course, MyPillow.com. The promo code will always be the word CAPTAIN. And you can call them if you want by dialing 800-641-5459. That's 800-641-5459. One more time, 800-641-5459 for MyPillow. Promo code will be CAPTAIN. Ask them your questions. They'll give you the answers, ask them what's on sale. They'll fill your mind with all sorts of thoughts as to what's on sale. They'll ask you what it is that you're looking to get. And I'm sure that you'll find out things that you'll go, you'll just sit there and go, wow. Or like the song goes, things that make me go boom. But anyway, it's really something, folks. MyPillow.com. MyPillow.com. Go to the radio listener specials page there and go in there, use the promo code CAPTAIN, and save yourself a bunch of money. And if you want to call them, the number is 800-641-5459. I'll tell you, it's worth shopping there because you're going to save money like you can't save anywhere else on the great products of MyPillow.com. Well, back to the drawing board here, Kyle. Democrats across the state of New Hampshire are pretty upset with Democratic President Joe Biden for trying to end the state's status as the home to the first in the nation presidential primary. They regard that as a badge of honor, and they don't like the fact that Joe Biden is messing with it by moving it up to Iowa.
Well, that's right. You know, Captain, this has all been tried before. It's been tried over the decades. You know, every single time you hear somebody says, well, we're going to move up ahead of New Hampshire, New Hampshire can just move ahead of them. And it's traditionally the first in the nation. But Joe Biden, for obvious reasons, he thinks he'll do better in South Carolina in the first primary, if that's where it would be held, and give him some momentum. Because as you recall, back in 2020, it didn't kick in until South Carolina.
That's right.
For Joe Biden. So it's all part of trying to manipulate the whole thing. But yes, New Hampshire Democrats, I'm sure, are not happy at all.
He's trying to stack the deck and come out with a win instead of coming out with a couple of losses, which is what would happen with the Iowa caucus and the New Hampshire primary, because they do not necessarily want to have him as their fearless leader up there. And again, it goes a little bit further because their favorite son up there is the governor, Sununu. Now, the concerns with Biden run a whole lot deeper than just the fact that, you know, they're changing the primary. It is in line with the majority of the Democratic voters nationwide who question whether or not the 80-year-old president, who will be 82 at the time that he would become president, plans to soon launch his reelection campaign or not. People are just not sure that he can do it.
Well, right. And by the way, we're still all waiting for Joe Biden to say that he's even running for president. In fact, the other day, Captain, when he was on Capitol Hill, he was standing right next to Chuck Schumer, and he was asked the question, when are you going to announce? And he looked at the reporter and the cameras, and he said, when I announce it. And so, obviously, they're still trying to buy time on this. Dr. Jill, I think, tried to rev us up the other day by saying, oh, he's almost ready. He's almost ready. I'm just paraphrasing. But he's almost ready to tell us. They're trying to push this back as far as possible, I think, because there may be other internal party machinations that are going on right now. But I don't think that the party in general is going to want Joe Biden to be the nominee.
Well, if he keeps falling going up the Air Force One steps, that's not going to work very well for him. He's going to have to find another line of work.
Well, it's going to continue to reinforce the idea that Joe Biden has, lost his mojo in that sense, and that he is getting older. But people show age in different ways, and not every 80-year-old is the same as every other 80-year-old, let's say. But Joe Biden has demonstrated that he's becoming more and more problematic in that regard.
Well, you know, we have a lot of fun with this character right here, so we're going to do a little something. Just when you thought it couldn't get any better, here he comes again, Dr. Fauci. Can't keep him out of the news, can we?
No, he keeps coming back.
Well, little Dr. Fauci appeared to commission a paper set out to disprove the laboratory leak theory. according to a release by the Republicans in the House Select Subcommittee investigating the COVID-19 regime. They found that Dr. Fauci was trying to stack the deck by having other people do his dirty work for him.
Well, you know, Captain, again, even at that particular time, there wasn't enough evidence, let's say, to categorically dispel the idea that it could have been a leak from the Wuhan virology lab. And so it does go to show that they were continuing to create the narrative. It just didn't matter really what was really going on, because they had to make sure that their story was the only story.
How'd that work out?
Well, what it's doing is that now these few years on, it's making them all look nefarious and foolish at best. But certainly, the more and more that this stuff comes out, the American people, I think, will say, "Okay, we can't trust what was told to us. Can we trust what's told to us in the future?" It's very, very damaging. And why? Was it just to try not to put China in some kind of bad position? Well, I mean, you got to let the chips fall where they may. It wasn't necessarily supposed to be anti-China per se, but why did this stuff get out? Was it deliberate? Was it an accident? We need to have the truth on that. Otherwise, we can't have the proper perspective.
Speaking of chips, the State Department has announced a $444 million grant of additional humanitarian assistance for the people of Yemen. Boy, we must be the Pied Piper.
It's really something. I mean, it's hard to argue with genuine needs for humanitarian assistance. But that being said, we hear about this. It goes to Ukraine. It's going to Yemen. I understand that the strategic sort of thoughts behind these kinds of things having to do with Iran and so forth in the Middle East. But when you hear $444 million, well, wait a second. We still have this huge problem in East Palestine, Ohio, and we're not hearing enough about that. We're not seeing something coming from the Biden administration or the different departments.
We're not seeing Biden there.
Well, exactly. Now, he may go there, they said, at some point, but I don't really think he will, not unless it's long time from now and highly controlled. I think they want the whole story to go away. And they, you know, Captain, I feel that they just maybe think they can't get any political mileage out of this whole thing.
That story is not going to go away.
No, I agree. We're never going to let it go away. That's right.
All right, hold that thought, because that was a completely blown deal by the federal government, starting with Mayor Pete Buttigieg, who has no business being in the cabinet under any circumstances, not even as the ball boy. Be right back.
It's Tuesday, and that means it's time for Lunch with the Captain at Mission Barbecue in Tampa. Join Captain Matt Bruce from 11:30 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. for great conversation, great people, and, of course, great food. That's Mission.
Do you ever get the feeling that the world is being held together with duct tape? Every day we're thrown some new meaningless drama in the fake news to distract us from the reality we're all about to face. Between the government trying to print their way out of debt, military conflicts, the disintegration of our most trusted institutions, and a looming food shortage, preparedness is no longer a choice. It's a necessity. You can trust My Patriot Supply. Our emergency food kits come packed with tasty meals, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit for each person in your family. Self-reliance is the only alternative to government food lines. Time is running out. Become ungovernable. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and save on dozens of different emergency food kits while you can. These kits are in stock, ship fast, and arrive in unmarked boxes for your privacy. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com before the next crisis strikes. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to GCNfood.com. GCNfood.com.
Hi, this is Donna Fiducia.
And I'm Don Newen with Cowboy Logic Radio. When we're traveling the highways across America, we want to hear the captain, Matt Bruce, and his Truckers Highway and Weather Report.
Always on top of things to help America's truckers roll. That's why we listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with retired Captain Matt Bruce live at 2 a.m. Eastern Time. Be safe and keep it between the lines.
I come in last night about half past ten. That baby of mine wouldn't let me in.
Yes, Kyle, we can't listen to the baddest guitar solo by George Thorogood and the Destroyers forever, but I'll tell you what, he gets it done, doesn't he?
He does. I got to tell you, Captain, the one word that about George Thorogood is authentic. You know, he always has been who he is, and his music has stood the test on that. I mean, and nobody can really do it just like George Thorogood.
Well, that's true. That's true. And he's, I'd rank him right up there with anybody that, you know, of his era, of his time, because so many people just rocked out. I mean, just, you'd go someplace and they'd had the music on and they'd put another quarter in the jukebox and play the song over again. They liked it so much. That happened all the time, wherever you go.
That's exactly it, yes.
Yep. All righty, well, let me just take a look at this real quick. Of course, we do have some moisture out west. Kyle's going to talk about that. We do have some unsettled weather in Nevada tonight, too. He's going to talk about that. Moisture is increasing along the frontal zone across areas of the southern plains and the mid to lower Mississippi Valley. It's likely going to focus on showers and thunderstorms, where rainfall could be heavy during the middle of the week. Now, we are talking down below I-80. Up on I-80, 90 and 94, especially in the Dakotas and Montana, you will see snow. The snow is not over with yet. And here comes another storm. Just as they just got rid of two of them, here comes number three. Kyle, take it away.
Well, thank you, Captain. Yeah, we're going to start up near Reno, Nevada this evening, where you do have a more winter weather going on this week. Travel difficulties, of course, in the offing if you're coming through that area. Snow showers are going to continue through Wednesday. Snowfall is going to be most prevalent in the Sierra. And in the lower elevations, it might be look like a nice day, and then suddenly it'll start snowing again. So you want to be careful, want to be aware of that. If you're coming across Donner Pass this morning, it's 23 degrees. It's actually 2 degrees warmer than it was 24 hours ago when we were talking about Donner Pass, but you still got snow showers going on. So please do be careful. Also, winter storm warning continues in eastern California. This is going to be north of Oakhurst. As you head on up towards Redding, you want to be aware of that winter storm warning in that area. Winter storm warning also near Eureka, heading up through Crescent City, and this is all going to follow Interstate 5 north of Redding right there. And if you go head on over the border to Oregon through Medford, Roseburg, and a little south of Eugene right now, you've got that winter weather advisory that's going on. You mentioned, Captain, about Montana. That's right. In eastern Montana, especially in the northern part, we have winter weather advisory going on there. Additional snow accumulations, 2 to 4 inches, winds gusting up to some 40 miles per hour. Our friends in Missoula tonight along I-90, you've got a winter weather advisory. This is going to continue on down through Deer Lodge down to Butte. So be aware of that. And then, let's see, rounding it out and taking a look here real quick. In terms of rain, right now we've got rain in the Bay Area, San Francisco. We've got rain coming in along the coast of Oregon. So, Richard the Marine, be careful. Looks like you might get some rain that's offshore right now heading your way. And once again, snow up on, looks like, Donner Pass. A little bit of snow north of Portland, Oregon tonight. So be careful out there.
Well, North Dakota, South Dakota. You've got some snow. You've got a winter storm warning in the upper central part of South Dakota right now, coming out of Rapid City. It'll be to the a little bit to the north of I-90 in the middle of the Indian Reservation. But I-94, you're probably going to pick up on some of it. Bismarck, North Dakota, Fargo, North Dakota, all the way back and forth east west across I-94 tonight. You've got snow. And some of that snow is going to be heavy. A little bit of wind in there, too, it looks like. And as I said, coming down out of Rapid City, South Dakota, moving out into about halfway across South Dakota right now, you do have snow, winter storm warning in the higher elevations. So be advised of that. Now, there is some mixture, I'd call it mixture moisture. It looks like some ice pellets, maybe a little bit of snow. Coming out of Colorado, going up towards Nebraska and the panhandle there on I-76 for about 20 miles or so. Western end, Goodland, Kansas, you got a little bit of something going on over there. Down along the Gulf tonight from Corpus Christi all the way over to Beaumont, all the way over to New Orleans, and then over to Grand Bay, Alabama, You've got some fog, it looks like, right there, right along the bay. So you'll have it if you're traveling along the highway, close proximity. You do have some wind and some unsettled conditions in both North and South Carolina tonight, where you could see rain, you could see flooding, you could see winds. We do have a gale warning up tonight from South Jersey all the way down to North Carolina. And up in the mountains of Pennsylvania tonight along I-80, how about that? All the way from just east of Erie and right there at Ripley, New York, following the New York line, and about a 50-mile swath all the way across to Scranton, Wilkes-Barre tonight. You've got snow, winter storm warning up around Snowshoe. Be advised there. You could have some real interesting fun tonight, especially you guys and gals running an empty back and forth over Snowshoe. I'd be real careful if I were you. And that's what it's looking like there at the moment. Now, I will tell you that I think you're probably going to see some flooding because of the fact that we've got this rain out there in California. We had snow just a few days ago. And, Kyle, you may have some water coming down from the mountain, which, by the way, they still can't capture that water and use it, can they?
Well, not really, no.
That's crazy.
Exactly. California, because everybody's looking at what's happening with the drought right now, and to some degree it has improved. But we're hearing California's, quote, not out of the drought yet, but the reservoirs are starting to fill up again, and, of course, the snowpack, that's of all importance right now. And so we're going to see where this pans out. But you're right, there's not a lot of – there's no reclamation of the water that would simply run out to the ocean.
That's nuts. They should be able to recapture that water.
Well, of course, that's right, and use it for the benefit of the people of California. But of course, there are the environmental studies. There's the little fish they call the Delta Smelt.
Take the little fish and cook them.
Well, but that's one of the big holdups there. But we're going to see. I think it's going to be very interesting to see how California begins to deal post storms here, to see if this is going to be an ongoing phenomenon or if this is a one-time sort of occurrence or cycle, you know, that will happen to at least try to relieve some of the drought.
Oh boy! All right. Well, tell us why. We got about 10 seconds here. Tell us about the Pilot and Flying J.
Folks, don't forget, go to pilotflyingj.com, find out about all the great amenities they have, find out how you can push your points to the max this month with the My Rewards Plus app, pilotflyingj.com.
All right, and Kyle and I will be back with hour number two, right after your stations get a chance to play some of their news and pay for some of their ads and tell you about their weather and tell you how good they are and all that stuff, and we'll remind you too, so don't go anywhere, we'll be right back.
This is Kyle Warren. Stay tuned for another great hour of the Captain's America Third Watch coming up right after your top of the hour news. And don't forget, you can call us at 1-877-969-8600.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.